James, welcome to Headingley. What have you made of it so far?
Yeah, pretty good. Got in last night, so Brendan Sunstrong with me, obviously. So I woke up this morning, a glorious day, so it's been good. Went and visited the famous South Stand, so very excited.
Have you been here before?
No, it's the first time. I've never been over to the UK, so first time here.
How did the move come about from your point of view?
Just through sort of my management, really. Just looking for sort of an opportunity. Things weren't working out well where I was over in Penrith, and you know, Leeds been massive for me. I'm in sort of getting me over here and experience, you know, this the Super League.
Had you toyed with Super League ambitions before now?
Oh, obviously when I was young, you know, playing through the junior grades, and obviously just watching, because you know, when I was kind of growing up, Stanley G, a PNG icon of us, all played in Super League, so that's sort of how I got into it. But had ambitions to come over here, but never thought the opportunity come so early. So sort of like an opportunity you couldn't miss, and here I am.
Another PNG icon who played here in your position as well, in Paul Aiton. How mindful are you of following in his footsteps?
Yeah, I actually had words with Paulie before I moved over here. How he loved it over here, and he had awesome success here. So, like I said before, hopefully following his footsteps with the success he had over here.
What are you expecting from Super League? He took to it.
It's a bit of the unknown for me at the moment, so because I haven't actually trained or anything or been with the team. So, at the moment, it's all a bit of the unknown. So, very exciting times, and you know, it's sort of like first time sort of in school. You're a bit, you know, skeptic of where you're at and stuff like that, and it's very exciting, and you got everything packed and ready to go, and your boots all shined and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Do you know any of the guys here before?
Big Keefe, I sort of had interactions with him back at home. Other from that, Mitchell A. Church. Me and Mitch were up in Cowboys together around the 2010 and that. So yeah, just them two. But other from that, no couple of the boys. Just, you know, just know of them, but not have any interactions with them at all.
Debut wise, are you good to go for Friday if the big man calls on you?
Hopefully. I'm fingers crossed, but yeah, I'll be good to go, mate. Massive game coming up for us against Hull. I think Hull's, you know, benchmark at the moment. They've got a lot of, you know, internationals, a couple of boys I've played alongside and against. So, you know, when you're always playing against people, you know, and stuff like that, you always, you know, look forward to it and look forward to, you know, the banter and stuff like that and getting one up on them. So, focused on this Friday and, you know, focus and really get putting out a good performance in my first Super League game.
How aware are you of the different formats regarding the end of season, post-regular season here, and what's to come for you and Leeds?
At the moment, a little bit aware. You know, it's a different sort of competition what I'm used to, and with all the competition within competition sort of thing. So, like I said before, it's very new to me, but I sort of understand the position we're in at the moment. Unfortunate what happened on the weekend, but, you know, we're all looking forward to this Friday, and I'm looking forward to, you know, I suppose team as well, looking forward to putting a good performance in and, you know, getting the win.
What can you bring to the team?
Mate, I think my energy, just in general, just, you know, my performance around the ruck is a big part of my game. And, you know, bringing my forwards onto the ball and, you know, getting the team, you know, rolling around the park and where it needs to be, and obviously winning.
Do you think Super League might suit you?
Definitely. 100%. Been watching a couple of games, mate, straight up me alley.
Brian, is this the type of play you've been missing this year at the Rhinos?
Yeah, I was, along with a few more as well, I think, for the majority of the year. But it's no secret we've been using the ball for a few years now, rather than just playing a percentage game and just getting field position. So, yeah, he'll suit us.
And when you knew James was available, was it a no-brainer for you guys?
Well, nothing's a no-brainer, but straight away, yeah, you think he's absolutely the type of player we want. But then you don't just pull the trigger there or press the button there. You know, you've got to speak to him, go through a process with him and make sure that he's right for us and then we're right for him. And a bit of a process gone through. It wasn't just a case of one phone call, let's get it done.
Mm.
You come into a bit of a strange situation, James. It's been a strange year for Leeds, but they are a successful club and you must be looking forward to bringing success back here to the Rhinos.
Yeah, that's why I was here. That's why I'm brought over here. Man, I don't come here to lose, I come here to win. End of the day, we're trying to win, and you know, Rhinos, Leeds Rhinos, a powerhouse of Super League, and it needs to be where it belongs, which is back up top.
Did you have other offers, other opportunities to take, or was it?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, had a couple of offers, but you know, this is the best opportunity for me. Like I said, you know, this is where I'm going to enjoy my football, and where I'm going to, you know, flourish the most with this competition, and especially with, you know, the type of football Rhinos play. I think it suits me, and you know, that's where I think I'm going to succeed the most. And at the end of the day, I want to succeed, and I want to win football games.